Yes, indeed. Next case, please.
The next application is 12006 J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as an office, sections 115-25 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located 1,400 feet east of Kings Highway Route 9 on Gills Neck Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, Map 12, Parcel 3.11. Again, they're seeking a special use exception for a manufactured home type structure as an office. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, no mail returns. We did receive a letter from the applicant stating that they just wanted to clarify that J.G. Townsend is the current landowner and is listed as such, but the applicant is actually Shell Brothers, and they are under agreement to purchase the finished lots from the developing entity upon completion of the infrastructure, and will be responsible for the on-site sales and construction of the homes. So they just wanted to make sure that that was clear and in the record. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy Green, 20184 Phillips Street, Rehoboth,
VE9971. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
So Governors is a new subdivision on Gills Neck Road in Lewis. It's consisting of 423 total home sites. And construction on the entrance has commenced, so the project is underway. And we expect to start homes in the community in March, April of 2018. Our current plan is to release the community for sale to the public in February, which would require us to be on site. And in order to do this, we are requesting a special use exemption for 2 years so that we can place a temporary sales center on the property until our permanent model home is constructed and completed, which we're anticipating to be June, July of 2018. So there's a little bit of a lag time there that we're looking to bridge with a temporary sales center. We feel this exception will not substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties for the following reasons. The temporary sales center is located in a residential setting, approximately 310 feet off Gills Neck Road, on the interior of the community, and a significant distance from other existing structures. The landscaping package will contain a variety of flowers, shrubs, and trees to create an inviting and natural space. We will arrange for wastewater to be collected under the sales center and a holding tank that will be pumped on an as-needed basis by Clean Delaware, just as we have with our previous sales centers, temporary sales centers. The sales center will have an exterior motion sensor for lights that will illuminate the parking lot to provide for a safe and secure site while the sales center is closed for business. If site work progresses as planned, as I had mentioned earlier, we'll be transitioning to our sales team into the permanent sales center in June, July of 2018, at which time the temporary sales center will be removed from the site. Adequate parking was with dedicated handicap spaces and ramp access from the parking lot into the facility will be provided. The temporary sales center will be staffed Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 11 to 5, with one or two Shell employees. Therefore, the property will be staffed daily and can address any concerns brought forth by neighboring residents, should there be any. And lastly, all required permits and inspections will be obtained from the relevant agents prior to opening the facility to the public. It is for these reasons we feel this exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see if we have any questions. I want to start with you, Mr. Rickards.
No questions. I answered all the questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
I'd just like to comment that was nicely done. That was one of the best addresses to a special use exception I've heard in a long time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was, sir. Mr. Trump?
Just what year model was that? Is it one they're using at another location?
No, we have purchased an older trailer, and we are completely rehabbing it, or we will, starting tomorrow. So it will look similar to the ones that I've brought forth to you in the past for other communities.
So ones that have an attractive appearance from the exterior?
Absolutely, yes. It's always our goal to put our best foot forward when it comes to architecture or anything that is representing our brand.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has addressed the standard for granting a special use exception very well.
Indeed.
Suggesting that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and further suggesting that there would be people available should a situation arise. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary that it would, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 12,006 for a period of 2 years.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,006 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Rick.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Sherman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,006 is approved for a period of 2 years.
Thank you all. You have a great night.
You too.